Thanks for listening to our Cambridge Breakfast podcast. Remember, you can subscribe with Radio Player or your favourite podcast app and never miss an episode. And don't forget to join us live on Cambridge 105 Radio, weekday mornings from 7.
Cambridge Breakfast with Julian Clover and Lucy Milazzo.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
The medical teams from East Anglian Air Ambulance will be flying the flag for East Anglia in the new series of emergency helicopter medics when it begins its run this coming Sunday. Kat Lawson-Phillips is from the Air Ambulance. I have to ask, do you also play a musical instrument by any chance?
I'm sorry to say I don't.
Oh, this is quite disappointing. Well, you'll be relieved to know that that'll be the last of the musical questions for you then, in which case. How important is a show like Emergency Helicopter Medics in highlighting the work that the East Anglian Air Ambulance does?
So important. I think it just gives such an amazing window into what it's really like for those teams when they're tasked to the most critical medical emergencies, and actually shines a spotlight on how they work with the East of England Ambulance Service, the police, the fire service. And, you know, on the show we're on there with two other air ambulances, so Great North and Thames Valley, and it just really gives an amazing picture of the different accidents that happen all over the country, and, you know, how these charity funded medical teams are able to, you know, provide that extra level of critical care when it's needed.
Because that's the amazing thing about it. You're part of the emergency services, yet you're not, because you're doing all the work, but you have to be funded by charity, by fundraising, rather than getting a sizable funding grant, shall we say, in the way that the ambulance services would.
Absolutely, and it was quite, I know I never really realised, but the East Anglian Air Ambulance is only about 20 years old, so sort of 20 years ago we didn't have this extra level of care. And when it started out, they weren't flying doctors, so actually having a doctor on board is a relatively new thing only in the last sort of 10 years.
And do you have to fund the doctors as well? Or do they then come in from the health service to fly with you?
Some we fund, but a lot are seconded to us, like our paramedics are seconded to us from the ambulance service, but they go through lots of additional training that we provide. They are all critical care paramedics of a lot of advanced skills. And, you know, the main thing about having the doctor on board is that we have all these extra drugs available to us. So it's like taking the intensive care unit to the scene, and they can do emergency anaesthetics. They can provide advanced pain relief. They can do roadside surgical procedures. Yeah, it's really incredible what they do.
And we hear about MagPass as well, which also runs an air ambulance. And how do the two of you work together?
Yeah, that's a really good question. So all the air ambulances are tasked through the ambulance service, through the critical care desk, at listening to all the 999 calls. And it's really just done based on geography. So we cover more of the kind of Cambridge, Norfolk, Suffolk, Essex patches, and MagPass cover more the west side of the region. But really, you know, we all overlap as and when we're needed, depending on, you know, who's busy, who's not, what's happened. You know, we just share the load.
Because you're based on Newmarket Road, aren't you, at the Marshalls?
Yeah, on Cambridge
facility
Airport.
There. But you've also got a place in Norwich, I think, on top of that.
Yeah, absolutely. So we started out originally flying from Norwich Airport, and then a few years ago we got the Cambridge base as well, which was a huge boost to our service.
So if we tune in on Sundown, I think it's Morefour, isn't it, which
absolutely
is screening this, which is one of those channels which I think everybody can get, whether they have Freeview or Sky. But what sort of action will we be seeing?
Well, I can't give too much away, but there's all sorts, you know. Cardiac arrests and road traffic collisions are the two most common types of emergencies that we get called out to. But there's all sorts of, you know, accidental injuries, falls, sporting injuries, all those kind of things. But it's really the location at which these things happen, which is why the air ambulance is often tasked, because they're in the more difficult to reach parts of the region that need that quick response.
And it's what we see typical of the air ambulances work, was it like Grange Hill, where there's always something happening? You get a, you know, whole career at school crammed into one term.
No, I think it's a really good you know, overview and insight into what we do, and also, you know, the impacts that those traumas can have on patients and their families. You know, people go through so much and can recover from so much with the right care.
Yeah, because even I suspect with something like the air ambulance, even the most everyday task, if you can call it that, there are still lives at stake, people who, basically, if you don't get there in time, their lives are going to be changed.
Yeah, absolutely. So we get tasked to the most life-changing or life-threatening medical emergencies all over the region, and our teams do a fantastic job taking the A&E department to scene.
And the film crews, how long did they spend with the crews? I think they have like fixed days when they sort of come and, you know, we'll film you for this fortnight, then we're going to move on to one of the other ones you mentioned earlier on.
Yeah, pretty much. They were with us for about 2 months, kind of on and off, and they would have set days where they would fly with the crew. And yeah, it was a really, really wonderful experience to be part of the show.
I know your role is officially in communications. Have they ever taken you up?
Sadly, no.
I appreciate that they are incredibly busy, but have a word with them. Make sure you get a little ride one day. We touched on the funding. What sort of projects are you engaged in? Because it's not cheap running a helicopter, particularly if you then have to staff it with a fully trained crew and a medic as well.
Absolutely, you're quite right. So it costs the East Anglian Air Ambulance about $13 million a year to run and to deliver and develop that service, which we are, you know, 99% of that relying on the general public. There are occasional government grants for specific equipment, but they're not all the time. So we really do rely on the generosity of people who do, you know, fundraising through their work. We've got a mud run in the spring in near Thetford, so not too far from Cambridge, where people can get really muddy and do a lot of
mud run. I have a feeling my sister might have done one of those in Thetford Forest. I've seen photographic evidence. It's fun, he said, loosely.
Our event is called Only the Brave, and it is, you know, perhaps correctly titled. It's really good event, though. You know, we have all sorts of fundraising activities. We've got a carol concert, actually, in December in Bury St Edmunds and Norwich Cathedral. There's always stuff going on.
It's quite good stuff. Well, it's probably worth people having a little Google and seeing some of the work you do. And I know it's appreciated across Cambridgeshire and beyond. So thank you very much for coming in
to
chat to us this morning. Kat Lawson-Phillips from the East Anglian Air Ambulance. That show is Emergency Helicopter Medics. It starts on Sunday. It's on Morpho. I think 9 o'clock is the time it's being shown. But obviously the catch-up services if you don't manage to see it live, as it were. Kat, thank you very much. It's 18 after 8. Cambridge 105 Radio.